It is 6:15. That theme means it's time for the LA City Watchdog, Jack Humphreyville. Good morning, Mr. Humphreyville. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. McIntyre. How was New York?
I was in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was in Berlin, Maryland. I was in New York City, and then I was way upstate New York in Bovina, New York. I'm not making that name up.
I missed Bovina. That's sort of like someplace out in the Inland Empire with all those cows.
Bovina makes Brooklyn, Wisconsin seem like Rome, a booming metropolis. So let's get into this because we are coming up on the deadline for the city council to start pushing, and not just the city council, but all of these taxes, these new tax hikes that people want to push. We're coming rapidly up on the deadline, aren't we?
You bet. The deadline's July 2nd, and it's sort of curious that we haven't heard that much about what they Save Our Streets LA. In other words, this is the same old stuff in LA. But, you know, they're going to have to, they're going to have to do all sorts of stuff by July 2nd or July 16th to put this street tax on the ballot. But, this, from my perspective, this is just another one-off deal. You know, a year ago when they talked about the permanent half-cent sales tax increase, they threatened us with the cops.
Criminals are going to be come to your house and kill you.
They're going to pillage our neighborhoods. And, this time what they're doing is they're wrapping this thing up and they're holding our streets hostage for a princely ransom. But the problem that I have here is severalfold. One, there is a very viable alternative where we don't have to increase our taxes. And that basically is both the good news and the bad news. The bad news is that our DWP rates are going to double. Essentially we have a 20% tax on our electricity rates. And so that incremental revenue times 20% will give you more than enough money to finance the repair of our streets and our sidewalks, over and above what the city is projecting. The second thing is I think that the measure is flawed. It doesn't really take it misses a couple of key components, one of which is that they're going to be short on a maintenance budget, the day-to-day taking care of our streets that are already in decent condition. And they're going to be, according to CAO's report, they're going to be about $800 million short. So what this means in 20 years, we're going to have to pay for the roads a third time. First time is, we've already paid it in the past, and they've diverted the funds to wherever. The second one is going to be this street tax that they're talking about. And then the third time are when our children and grandchildren are going to have to pay for it all over again. I think the other thing is that this doesn't address the alleys. We have 800 miles of alleys, I think about which half are in pretty sorry condition. It only addresses about 30%, 40% of the 250 million square feet of sidewalks that we have. I think it doesn't address a number of the environmental concerns, which if they put down these roads and then all of a sudden we need to do some environmental stuff that's going to be mandated, whether it's stormwater related, we got to tear it up and do it again. And finally, I don't think we have, the management to manage. We don't have the experienced management to really control this project and make it come in on time and on budget.
We're talking with Jack Humphreyville as the LA City Watchdog. You can read his column at citywatchla.com. Jack, I want to ask you about this other thing, too. Yeah. KPCC is reporting. They did an interview with Herb West and the city council president. And this is an amazing quote. Herb Wesson is apparently criticizing Mayor Eric Garcetti's handling of the audit of the DWP Trust, the Joint Training Institute and the Joint Safety Institute, which, of course, has resulted in this legal wrestling match between the city attorney and Ron Galperin over whether or not Galperin gets to audit the books. And this is what Herb Wesson said. If it were me, I think I'd go about it a different way. It's time for all of this to end and for us to move forward. Well, what do you mean it's time for this to end?
What does that mean?
What does it mean that we should just walk away and just forget about it?
Doug, you just don't understand the real world here. I mean, Herb Wesson is going to give union boss Brian Darcy a pass on this. And the reason for it is the boss has funded about 10 members of the city council. And the other five that
I assume Herb Wesson's one of them.
Oh, yeah. And the ones that he hasn't, funded are probably scared half to death about him, because look what he did to Bernard Parks, 4 years ago or 3 years ago, when, you know, he financed a totally unqualified candidate to run against him. I don't know how much he put in, $800,000, $1 million, but that's a potload of dough.
But don't you guys think that since this has now gotten out to the public and everybody knows about this, that they can't get away with this now?
No, they don't care. They know that they can outwait the public in Los Angeles to get away with anything.
Well, this is going to be an interesting one, in that I think, when you have a citywide election, it's very different than the district elections. And my gut feel is that this street tax that they're talking about is basically, going to go down. It's not going to pass. And, as I said the last time, they talked about the cops, and this time they're going to hold our streets hostage. But I don't think Angelenos are going to vote for this street tax without any real reform.
They're not going to vote for a street tax if you got the city council president saying we don't care about the $40 million of ratepayer money.
You don't trust the guy. It's as simple as that. And, it just drives me crazy. Over the last year, the city council has, they got dinged last March on the street, on the half-cent sales tax increase. 55% of the people said no way.
Yeah, and then the next day, Antonio Villaraigosa said we didn't really need it anyway.
Yeah, we got $325 million in a bag and another 50 from the pension savings. But over the last year, they haven't gone out there and engaged in any real discussion about our budget problem. There's been no real conversations, or there's been a lot of conversations, a lot of hot air.
But it's amongst themselves. They talk amongst themselves behind closed doors, and everything that's done in the actual horseshoe itself for public consumption is political theater. And this is our fault. It's our fault, Jack, because the public is too disengaged from these people. We just don't care. We have pathetic turnout. We keep electing the same people. We have ceded control of the government to the developers, the public employee unions, and that's the power structure that runs the city. And illegal aliens are the customers for the public employee unions, so that's why they factor into this. But that's the reason that, frankly, T. Ray's question about, it's out in the public and the public knows about it, but the public will move on. I guarantee you, if you walk down the street and you asked 100 people at random, maybe one out of 100 would actually know about this story.
But, Angelenos are those that vote, let's say it's 20% or something like that. They're going to know that the city hasn't done diddly with regards to reforming its budget. It's so bad that, they're not even taking, they're not even studying things like the Fix LA small fees report, which you may or may not agree with, but they're not, that says you can save a whole potload of money in all the bank fees. They haven't done diddly with regards to Austin Buettner and Mickey Cantor's.
No, the 2020 report, which Herb Wesson is the one who authorized, things just landed like a dead fish on the council floor. It just plopped there, yeah. And now it'll be kicked into a file cabinet, and we'll never hear from it again. No, it's outrageous.
Then we have the neighborhood council budget advocates, and they've come up with a bunch of things, including my favorite, making sure the city charter amendment to make sure the city lives within its means. And they're just not doing anything, and yet they still think they can pick our pocket. I don't think it's going to pass.
I don't think it's going to pass either, but that doesn't mean they won't try to get it passed. Jack Humphreyville, LA City Watchdog, citywatchla.com.